Here's an update on a story we first told you about last week. The European Games are taking place this week and next on the outer reaches of Europe in Azerbaijan. The country spent officially about $1 billion to host the Games. Some say the real cost is 10 times that. Critics contend that Azerbaijan is a terrible choice at any price. The country's human rights record, detractors say, is abysmal. Azeri officials have even barred representatives from Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch from attending the Games. But as Jacob Resnick reports from the capital Baku, officially, everything is going swimmingly.
Inside the newly built 6,000-seat Baku Aquatic Center, the air is thick with anticipation and chlorine. The stadium is about three-quarters full to watch synchronized swimming. The European Games are being called the Olympics of Europe, but many of these events, like aquatics, won't decide who goes to the Summer Olympics next year. There are already established qualifiers for swimmers and divers hoping to get to the Olympics. Still, there are many proud parents and family in the stands. Philippe Jassard, an accountant from Geneva, whose daughter is here, says Azerbaijan has done a fantastic job.
It's a good thing that they took this. I knew something from Azerbaijan, but very, very little. And this makes me open my eyes to this country. It's people is free, people help you in the street when you are lost, and there is no aggressivity, nobody steals you something. It's very, very incredible. I was very surprised.
And it is a beautiful show. The lawns are manicured, monuments are polished, and thousands of uniformed police stand along long boulevards to reassure foreign visitors. But will Europe's own Olympics be an expensive flash in the pan, or is it here to stay? The Netherlands, which had been tapped to host the second European Games in 2019, pulled out last week because the government didn't want to spend the money. Michael Pavitt, a journalist for the international sports website InsideTheGames.biz, says Azerbaijan may have actually set the bar too high.
It seems like there's a lot of money being thrown at this first edition, and it's going to be quite tricky to suddenly scale it back. Are you going to have to pull back and say, we're not going to put as much money in it, we're not going to have as many sports? So you think, how are they going to play it with the next hosts?
So far, almost a week in, the games aren't exactly generating a lot of buzz around the continent. I called around to a few sports bars in European cities to see if people there were watching the European Games. My question caused confusion in London.
I have no idea what you're talking about, darling. European Games that we play where? In Baku? Okay.
At Not Out, a sports bar in The Hague, manager Jeroen van de Ven said interest had been low.
Oh, the European Games. Well, we talked about it yesterday, but actually we're not watching it. So I think people don't care.
And at a sports bar in Berlin, the bartender was initially puzzled.
Azerbaijan. No.
But then I jogged his memory.
Doch. European. Baku, Azerbaijan. Yes? Yeah? Come in.
He agreed to put it on the screen if I wanted to drop by. For the world, I'm Jacob Resnick, Baku, Azerbaijan.